Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LeBron with 37, 8-8 with a block. But how about the guys that they got in these deals? Nance, 13 points, 9 boards, 2 dimes, a steal, and 3 block shots. Clarkson, 14 points. 3 rebounds, 4 dimes. Rodney Hood hit 4 threes, had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You see these guys putting up these numbers? It's incredible. And George Hill had 7 and 4 dimes. JR had 18. Have you seen JR Smith's game come to life all of a sudden with this new roster? He's hitting shots. He had 6 threes tonight, 6 of 9 from downtown. He had 6 boards, 3 dimes, a steal, 18 for JR. How about the productivity from that trade they're getting in the games against Boston and OKC? I actually liked OKC tonight. I didn't think they could go on the road and do what they did again, like they did in Boston, and sure enough, they did it. So I ate it on that game. You got to admit, since they made that trade, they look unbeatable in 2 games. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. Like, they kicked Boston and Oak City's ass, both of them. Those are good teams.
You know what we were talking about the other day? They seem a lot more energy now with these younger guys. A lot of those guys they traded, not necessarily were all old, but a lot of them have, you know, been beat up. IT had all the problems with his hip and all the things that he's gone through last year. Shumpert's been injured a lot for them. You know, some of these other guys that they've run through, Crowder is a banger. He's not old, but he's got a lot of miles on him. So some of these guys were just beat up, and they got rid of him, and now all of a sudden they're bringing in these young guys that have a lot of energy that are on teams, whether it be the Lakers, who haven't won anything for the last couple of years. Utah's been okay but hasn't gotten over the hump. They're hungry. They want to win. They want to be on a team that's going to go deep in the playoffs and maybe to the finals and have a chance to win. So they're excited to be there. You got that energy, their youth, and they know their place on this team. You know, you have Isaiah Thomas coming out today talking about how LeBron talked down to him and he didn't like the way he was treated. Well, that's LeBron's team. You're stupid if you think you're coming there and all of a sudden like you were going to be, you know, 1A. As George Hill said, he's Batman. The rest of us are Robin. Those guys know where they fit in. They know their roles. And they're playing great team ball so far.
And they haven't even gelled yet. I mean,
so does Isaiah Thomas think that he's on par with LeBron James?
Yes.
He's tripping. My brother's tripping. He said, this is the first real practice I had all year. Let's see how my hip responds tomorrow with the soreness and things like that. But I'm here. I'm here and I'm happy. Got my joy back and I'm ready to put on a show for the Lakers. And then LeBron said, it's not about the other guys didn't bring or what these guys bring. We're all professionals, and we were happy with the guys we had, and we're going to be happy with the guys that we have now. That's the way the league is. It's a business. There's no shade on anybody, but that's just not true, is it? There's no shade on anybody. Your boy IT's throwing shade on you 5 minutes out the door.
He is, but LeBron knows how to play the game. You know, he's been here. IT hasn't been the man for that long. He was the man in Boston for 1 year. And there was no one there to question him. LeBron's been around the block time and time again. He knows how to handle the press. IT's, you know, not had the success in the press that LeBron has. He knows how to deal with it. And you know what we're talking about? It, you know, not just IT too. You know, Peter Vesey was right in that people were saying in that locker room, Wade was a kind of a cancer almost. That, I mean, he wasn't the player he used to be. So he's not the kind of guy that should step up and say what these guys need to do. I know he's a veteran, but he can't really show them what they need to do on the floor anymore. He didn't have this game. And they said he was watching Heat games in the locker room, checking out the scores at halftime. Like, he wasn't even checked in on this team. His mind was in Miami already before they even traded him. So getting guys like that who aren't focused on this team and are focused on themselves or other teams and bringing in guys who are buying in already is a big change.
Guys that want to play and that want to win.
Right. You think Larry Nance and Clarkson are checking on what the Lakers are doing? No, they're happy. As nice as L.A. is, they're happy to be out of that franchise, off that team, and not dealing with things like LeVar Ball.
That's obvious. Speaking of the Lakers, Lonzo Ball out until after the All-Star break due to his knee, according to Luke Walton. He won't play until after the break as he continues to recover from a sprained MCL. He looked good during practice that included some contact, but explained the team will hold him out because there's still discomfort. He will not be available either for Friday's Rising Stars Challenge at the Staples Center. So he won't be playing in that either. He struggled at times. 10 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, and 1.5 steals per game. Those are nice stats, though. There's no denying it, but the injuries have been a problem. The knee sprain will cost him over a month. He's missed 2 weeks because of a shoulder sprain. He's had setbacks with a quad, a calf, an ankle. Do you think he's soft? I mean, the guy's been banged up like nobody's business.
It's hard to do that on 1 year. I mean,
he's young, though. Like, how's he that banged up? He's young.
If I was him, I'd want to go into hibernation anyway for a little while with the way the old man's running around town. I'd probably want to shut it down, too, if I was him and not face the media.
So the story is that, we've been talking about it this week, that his dad thinks he's going to get all three of them playing on the Lakers. And he's not going to sign a deal, he says, Lonzo, unless his brothers are signed as well. I'd want to kill myself if that was my dad. I really would.
Plus, he's not even accurate because he thinks, like, oh, in 2 years we'll do this.
It's not true.
The Lakers have player options. They have control of him for, like, 4 years.
Yeah, they have total control.
So you're going to keep your kids in Lithuania for the next 4 years?
He doesn't know anything. Bottom line is he'll be on his third year, and he's not going to re-sign with the Lakers. He won't go anywhere unless they take all three. The Lakers own club options on Lonzo's contract through 21 and can match any deal he signs in restricted free agency 3 years from now. They can match any deal. He could threaten to sit out the season and attempt to force a trade and play with his two brothers, neither of whom may be prospects. His father's grand plan was then followed by another series of ridiculous statements, probably because Lonzo has not played since January 13. The Lakers have won 8 of their last 10 games with him out. And, of course, Isaiah Thomas has been impressive in his debut. That's about it. But
it's okay if he's not there for all the All-Star Game festivities, because you know who is going to be at the Staples Center this weekend? Bubba.
Who?
Bubba Watson is thinking about pulling out of the tournament that's close by to go play in that celebrity All-Star game.
Oh, so wait, he's not going to play at Riviera? He's going to play in the basketball?
Depends on his, they haven't released the tee times yet, so it depends on what his tee time is. He said either way, he's going to be at that All-Star. He's on the celebrity All-Star team, and he will be there one way or another, even if he has to withdraw.
Brady in Ohio.
How you doing?
Hey.
I wanted to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I really like the move that they made. They went young, and they went lean and tall, and that was a very good move.
Well, I mean, I don't think George Hill is exactly young, but I think he's a great veteran player that can definitely fill it up. We've talked about this over and over. I love Rodney Hood, and Clarkson and Nance, not only are they talented, they played together, so I think they kind of mesh together. Since they played together so much in L.A., and I think that obviously, believe it or not, helps as well. Look, they played in 2 games, and all of them, in the first game, they all did well. Nance didn't put up a big numbers, but he still did well. And then tonight he did, phenomenally well compared to the first game. So all of them tonight produced. Every one of them produced in a big way in the win tonight in OKC. Both impressive wins, the win at Boston and win at OKC. That's all you need to know, that they're a better team because, it's hard enough to win on the road in the NBA, but to win in Boston and OKC, that's a statement right there. I mean, that's all there is to it. Eric in Ohio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, man.
How you been?
Good.
Good, good.
Now, this about the Cavs. I mean, just like you said, you know, about LeBron. I mean, business is business. I mean, yeah, we hate to see all the guys that, you know, that we traded and got rid of, but, you know, the younger guys are, that stepping up to the plate, they're hungry. They want a championship. They just, you know, they want to play. You know, there's, you know, why keep on having, you know, oldies? Sometimes they have to retire sometime, you know what I mean?
Well, I think they're, you know, look, they obviously all like playing. I never thought Clarkson and Nance didn't like playing in L.A. I thought they, you know, Clarkson went off a lot. I thought he had a lot of big games for the Lakers. I thought Nance had his problems with injuries. But, you know, Rodney Hood was filling it up for Quinn Snyder for sure in Utah. He's a really tough player. And I think he's going to really be great in Cleveland. And then George is just, you know, Hill is just a veteran player that he's done it wherever. He did it in Indy, and now he's doing it with Cleveland. He just flat out can play, and he can play defense. The guy is committed to the other end of the floor. So, I mean, if you get to play with LeBron and he's playing at a high level and he's healthy, that's fun basketball. That's all there is to it. And it's, you know, the kind of ball every guy dreams of playing with a guy that good. He makes everybody around him better. And it's irrelevant, really, what people think of him. I think most people that don't like him are just not in the know, and they're actually jealous of him. I don't think they like the fact that he goes to all these, what has he been to in a row, seven or something finals? I mean, the guy is a winner, and people are jealous of him. And they don't want him to succeed. They're sick and tired of him, and he's always all they ever talk about. He's, you know, the face of the league, and his shoes are $200, everything else. People are sick and tired of it. But if you want to play basketball at a high level, why wouldn't you want to play with him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.